A court decision in Malaysia could determine who gets to call God by name. Urbana 09's underway in St. Louis, and more fish means more food for the typhoon survivors in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. On December 30th, Malaysia's High Court is set to decide a case on whether Christians can use the word for God. International Christian Concerns' Logan Maurer says a decision to prohibit Christians from using the Malay name for God, which Muslims also use, would violate their rights.
My bet is that the word would stay the same. It would just have to go underground, and that's where you find persecution heading in Malaysia, is if this is ruled that only Muslims can use the word for God, then you're going to find Christians still referring to God, but just illegally doing so.
The impact of this issue is already being felt.
Just recently, there was a case of 1,500 Bibles being taken by the government because there's the word Allah in them, and they're still taken, they're still held by the government. They are not going to be released until this case is ruled on.
Pray the court will allow Malaysian Christians to speak freely and share with others about the God they worship. Next, every 3 years, thousands gather in the United States to focus on missions. MNN's Greg Yoder reports.
More than 16,000 students are here at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 09, the largest student missions event in North America. The convention got started last night with praise and worship and a message by Urbana leaders and diving into the Word of God with Remez Atala, General Secretary of the Bible Society of Egypt. President of InterVarsity Alex Hill says he envisions God using this conference to call students not only to God's mission, but to lives with missional intention. He's hoping Urbana will deepen awareness of what it means to intentionally participate in God's mission, whether that's overcoming one's fear of rejection when reaching out to someone in a dorm room, or intentionally majoring in an academic discipline that prepares one for servant leadership in the marketplace. Urbana concludes December 31st with a communion service. Mission Network News, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Cholera has reappeared in Zimbabwe, raising the specter of another deadly epidemic. This time, though, the rough passage of 2008 may have taught some life-saving lessons. Charles Dutter with Global Aid Network is heading to Gokwe and the surrounding rural areas next month.
There is very little medical care available at all there. It's an area that Life Ministry Zimbabwe, our local partner, has not had opportunities to reach out with the gospel.
GAIN USA sent a mobile medical clinic to the region recently. Their team is also involved in clean water projects to help stem the spread of waterborne illnesses. On top of all of that, Detter says they're showing the Jesus film.
It's a wish and a desire to reach out with the compassion of Christ in areas that have been hard hit by this type of disease, as well as to have a place that would be almost like a magnet where people come for the need of physical care and where they can also hear the good news of Christ.
Meanwhile, a $500,000 matching gift will double any gift that you give to One Hope for the country of Haiti by the end of this year. Haiti's the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, and 75% of the people practice voodoo and witchcraft. One daughter of a witch doctor worked in a brothel till the day that she heard the gospel from a One Hope team. Now, she and 17 others from that brothel came to know the Lord and are involved in a local church. You can go to our website to find out how you can get involved. And when typhoon rains hit the Philippines, the storms destroyed commercial fish pens and washed away the cages and nets of small-scale fishermen. As part of the More Food, More Fish response, Christian Reformed World Relief Committee will be distributing fish nets to 450 of those families. They also released 1 million baby tilapia into the bay. By providing health care, nets, clean houses, and assistance to rice farmers, the local church becomes the hands and feet of Jesus. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. World Serve is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. This book will help you understand the challenges facing the underground church in China, estimated at 80 million people. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.